Very good. All right, then we will move down into scheduling matters. There's three things that we didn't get scheduled at our last commission meeting that would be good to get on the books here. And Sherry, I'm assuming you have access to your calendar?
I do.
Excellent. All righty. Let's see here. So the meeting with the auctioneer stakeholders, Jack, do we have any ideas for that? Or who would the auctioneer stakeholders be?
So I spoke with Commissioner Christman as well as Conrad, and I think they were both going to discuss possible auctioneers who may be interested in participating in the stakeholder meeting. And that was, I think, the last where we left it off, and I think it was either Commissioner Christman or Conrad who was going to propose something. More than likely Commissioner Christman, because Conrad has been occupied.
And that's the thing, we've kind of dropped the ball on that, because I haven't been able to sit down and visit with Conrad in this time. But, I mean, I suppose whoever is the president or chair of the Auctioneers Association would be the first logical one. I just have some connections with some auctioneers. I think any auctioneer would have a public notice of it, and I guess I would want to encourage and invite them.
Okay. So we can set the date.
Based on what I'm hearing, there's strong opinions, but probably not a lot of desire to come to a meeting.
Okay, well, I think it's important to offer them the chance.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we set the date, you'll decide, you'll do the outreach. Is that what we're looking to do? All right. What's the time frame that you'd like to see this within?
A month.
Okay, so like later in October, could we look? All right. And there's two. Okay, so the last week in October, the 24th, let's see here. The week of the 24th, I guess, is. I have two. Pretty open most of that week, Tuesday and Wednesday, totally open, but maybe that's because Randy has SPP.
So I'm showing we have a special commission meeting on that Thursday.
I think because we moved it
from Wednesday, I suppose because of SPP. And so then the informal hearing, do we have one scheduled, or is that just a hold?
It's a hold.
Okay. Should we look at that?
Or would we want to do it later in the day, just in case we need a formal hearing slot?
I have a 2 o'clock that day. That's an hour and a half, so I think we should.
What date are we looking at?
The 26th.
27th.
Thursday, I'm sorry. 27th, Thursday the 27th.
And what time?
1 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. That's for the meeting with auctioneers.
So we're going to put it in the informal.
Correct.
I have an informal. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
I won't be available for that meeting, but because I'll be on vacation at that time. But I can just get up to speed when I get back.
Okay. All right. All righty. Sounds good. So then, the Petroleum Council meeting. Jack, have you talked with them at all?
I haven't had the opportunity to reach out to them yet. If you'd like, I could just reach out to them and get some dates that may work, or there's some dates that you guys would have a preference to try to fit that in.
Let's see. So that first
this
week,
is just this update meeting or what?
Oh yeah, this we've had kind of the habit, and we got out of it during COVID and just have been kind of late in restarting it, but we've had sort of periodic meetings on the calendar with Petroleum Council and their members, similar to how we do the meetings with the Lignite Energy Council, just to kind of go through issues of the day. And so that's what this would be like. We'd have an agenda. I usually work with them on an agenda, and staff participates, and us, and we usually do it down at the board meeting there at the Broadway Grill.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, so I guess I'm thinking like that first week of November from my schedule, that's a possibility. And then...
Didn't we kind of coordinate with them and have these when their board meetings were in town, and it really enhanced participation?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the companies had people in town.
We have tried to do that in the past, and we can try that again. I just...
Sure.
Yeah, don't know how much... So if you want to check with Brady and...
I'll follow up and get
start
back
with
to
that.
You.
We could do that. Come back to it the next time. All right. All right, then rescheduling of the September 8th budget. That one I'd like to do soon.
I would like the second week in October or thereabouts, if that's possible.
I think that's those are the 2 weeks I'm gone, Steve.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm not for, it's all for work, but I'm pretty much out all.
What's your
soonest
after that?
Well, no. I don't want to wait that long. That's
okay.
Too late. We need, so let's see. Yeah. The week of the 10th I'm in California and DC.
Well, I missed something. Did you say you're busy the first 2 weeks of October?
No, the second. So I was proposing the week of the 3rd. Could we do it later in that week?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does the 6th or...
I'm out of town. I'm in Fargo.
On the 6th? What about the 7th?
I'm available. We both, all of us have that information exchange meeting.
Yeah. I'm just
that's the only thing.
That morning?
It would have to be early. I have a SPP meeting at 10 that'll go till 12 or 12:30. So, I mean, I couldn't get it in between. But, like I say,
the other option would be to do it like after that information exchange.
30 or so.
Do you have all your information, Steve?
No, I'm still waiting on some of it, but I expect to have it by then.
So we could do it either your meeting is at 9 or 10?
At 10.
So we could do it at 8:30. I think we need a decent amount of time.
Yes.
So I think we should do it. Let's do it at 8:30.
And that is on the
7th. Does that work, Sherry?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. That's it for scheduling. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I have the next natural resource breakfast be on my turn. Does that
work?
Do you have a conflict with, or
I don't keep track of those.
Need to attend those?
No.
This one?
Okay.
My turn then.
Okay. All right. I think that concludes our agenda. We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.